Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast where we play new and notable releases from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads. If this is your first episode, welcome. You're in for about 30 minutes of music with a sprinkling of background information. If you're a subscriber, welcome back. Thanks for listening. As I usually do at the top of the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is part of a network of podcasts featuring a slew of Nashville creatives as the host. Cruise on over to weownthistown.net to find out more about our fellow podcasts. There's Hot Minute with Ashley and Jamie, Vidolatry with Ryan Briegel, and Fan/Fiction with Andrew/Zach. We Own This Town is interested in exploring all facets of Nashville talent. If you have some music you'd like to hear on this show, or you want to be reviewed on the website, or maybe you have a podcast idea that you want to bring to light, get in touch with us. We're at We Own This Town on all the things, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. All right, let's dive into this. I'm going to kick things off with a potentially contentious song from Tails, that's T-A-Y-L-S, a.k.a. Taylor Cole. This song comes from a brand new EP that was just released, and I think once you hear the title, you'll understand the potential contention of the song. We'll talk about it afterwards. Let's just give it a listen. Here's Fuck Your Band.
All right.
right. That was Tales with Fuck Your Band, XOX. I guess that's Hugs and Kisses there. There's actually a great Nashville Cream interview up with Tales about this new release, and specifically some background information about that song. It's clearly a provocative piece, and I think I can understand where the sentiment comes from behind it. Just not understanding why your friends like a brand new band that's out there that you just clearly don't like. But hey, write a song about it. And they did. Tales wrote a song about it. We're positive energy vibe zone here, and we just play music that we like, so there won't be any fuck your bands here on We Own This Town Music. We embrace the bands we love, but hey, nice work, Tales. All right, now I want to play a song from a brand new 7-inch from the band Twin, or maybe it's pronounced Twin, T-W-E-N is how it's spelled. I'm sure I'm butchering the proper pronunciation there, but this song is called Damsel. It's off a brand new 7-inch. You may have heard this song from a Bandcamp release that they've had up since 2016, but it's nice to see this get like a proper due, proper recognition. We'll talk more about the 7-inch and who they share it with in just a moment. That was Damsel from Twin off of their brand new split 7-inch on Cold Lunch Recordings. It's a great song, so I'm happy to hear it get some recognition there, get its due. Cold Lunch, if you're listening, let's talk. I'd love to do a whole episode with your body of releases there. As mentioned, they share this split 7-inch with the band. That band is Fever Blush. I'm going to go ahead and play a song from them from late 2017. That's not on the 7-inch because I don't want to spoil that whole thing for you. You need to go pick it up. But here is a song called Forget from Fever Blush off of their Remember Forget single. Forget from Fever Blush off of their Remember Forget single that's up on Bandcamp. There's a link over on the We Own This Town detail page for this show. Love the vocal style there and that just giant wall of sound. Do go pick up that 7-inch they just put out with Twin. It'll be good stuff. All right. As you know, if you've listened before, you know that I find a lot of music on Bandcamp just cruising around looking for new and notables, but this comes from cruising around a fellow blog called No Country for New Nashville. I'm sure you're familiar with it. They've been around for years. They're a great supporter of the local scene, but they mentioned this artist, Maddie Medley, this new single called Coming of Age, and it's a It's really just vocals and guitar, which is not something that I generally lean in towards, but it's pretty engaging. So without rattling on too much about it, let's just give it a listen. All right, here's Coming of Age.
Shouldn't I know how to do this by now? Can somebody tell me how to figure this out? You say I'm most beautiful when I open up, but if I can't do that, am I still enough?
Coming of Age from Matty Medley. Fantastic performance there. Really looking forward to more from her. If you like that as well, you can cruise over to her Bandcamp page, and there's an EP, a couple singles, more to hear from her, but I'm sure that won't be the last of it. There's obviously a lot of talent there to look forward to. There's actually an interview up on NPR with her that kind of gives a little bit of background about who she is, where she's coming from. It's very interesting. Link it in the show detail page so you can check that out. For me, what was one of the more interesting parts of that interview is that she mentions another artist that she, you know, wants to support and shine a light on, and I'd never heard of them before, which is frankly embarrassing considering how many releases this artist has. But, you know, better to find out about something at some point than never to find out about it. So I am now diving into the catalog of works from this new artist. Well, that's the wrong thing. It's not a new artist. I'm diving into a catalog of works from Nordista Freeze, a hugely successful proponent of the DIY scene here in Nashville that I've just frankly never been on my radar. Bunch of releases up on Bandcamp. This next song is from an album called Cosmic House. It came out in 2017. It was a Kickstarter project. It's very, like, what was the website describes it as a 70s inspired psych rock pop record, and that's completely accurate. This is super well produced, great artist. Can't believe that I've just completely neglected to have any awareness of them whatsoever, but I'm happy to get into it now. All right, so let's just listen to it. This is Florida from Nordista Freeze off of Cosmic House.
Selling merch while the headliner plays, you and your friends came walking my way. So perfect, I think you're fake. This whole moment must be a mistake. Looking at you how you're looking at me, trying to see what you want me to be. Crazy boy, we love your style. After the show, we should hang for a while. Cosmic dream, casting on a postal flame. Is this really everything? Every day is a moment I can't waste. Can you waste it on a dream? After close, we radiate within the corporate zone. Spinning records and drinking tea, feeling frantic in the energy. We talk about everything we feel. I ask you how it can feel so real. I can hold your hand. I ask you if I can hold you close. I ask you if I can kiss your cheek. I ask you if we can run in the street. Hey, casting on coastal flames. I split Florida in the tropical heat, half asleep in the van's back seat. Found your number on the back of my hand, wrote a text but I didn't send. Up in the stars is a message on high, we come together when we look to the sky. When I can, I'm gonna drive back down. If I do, will you still be around?
All right, that was Florida from Nordista Freeze off of the latest release, Cosmic House. Nordista, you're on my radar now. I'm sorry that it took so long. For those of you out there that have heard of Freeze Fest, Nordista's responsible for Freeze Fest, has played like 45 shows in 43 days. Very impressive CV of works there. I completely embrace my ignorance of it, and I'm glad for that era to be over. Now we're in the Nordista Freeze era. Okay, enough embarrassing lack of information on my part there. Let's go back to something that I'm used to, which is Bandcamp discoveries. This is a brand new band called Le Skunk. This song's called Nothing to Lose, and it's got a vibe that I love.
Didn't know that you wanted to go. Didn't know that you wanted to go. Didn't know that you wanted to take it slow.
Nothing to Lose from Le Skunk off of their new EP, Putter. I just love that pop rock garagey kind of influence there, and those swirly little keyboards grab me. It's getting to be summertime. It feels like a summertime song. Big fan. Looking forward to more from Le Skunk, maybe even a live show. All right, so the other day a friend recommended to me this song from Aaron Lee Tashin called Little Movies. I did some research on Aaron, and guess what? There is no reason for Aaron to be on this show. Plenty of success in his own right. Has released things on Third Man, has a side project collaboration with Sean Lennon, has worked with Pat Green. I'm not sure that We Own This Town is really going to prop him up too much more than he actually needs. But when there's good music in town, there's good music in town. This song, Little Movies, kind of reminds me of Dawes a little bit in terms of its vibe. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to play music that I enjoy. So here's Aaron Lee Tashin.
Try. wanna hear that lonesome sound.
That was Little Movies from Aaron Lee Tajan off of the Silver Tears album. Do yourself a favor, go look him up on Wikipedia. I'll link it in the show detail. You can see the long list of work that he's done. And now we can add We Own This Town Music episode 108 to that list. All right, let's round out the show with a song from Billy Bennett called Patchwork Man. I just kind of caught his name from the recent Record Store Day and an upcoming bill that he's sharing with Skyway Man. There's not a ton to unearth from old Billy Bennett here, on Bandcamp at least. But I really like this song, and I really like this guy's vibe, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. So let's dive into Patchwork Man to take us through the end of the show.
Thank you.
Patchwork Man from Billy Bennett. That's off the Moral Calculus EP. Good stuff. I really love the long drawn out vibe there at the end. Feels good. All right, that's it. That's it for the show. Pardon me for all the insane edits that you're likely to hear as I stumbled through the introductions on this episode. So if you made it this far, whew, good job. All right. So get in contact with us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at We Own This Town, or swing over to weownthistown.net to get more information. Subscribe on iTunes, all that good stuff. Rate us. I would love to hear a rating from anyone that's listening to this, good or bad. Well, ideally it would be good. I would like to hear something good. Need some positive reinforcement here. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. As I mentioned, I'm not sure that there's a whole lot that we can do for Aaron, given how deep his catalog of works is. Oh, man. God, this is fucking terrible today. All right.